What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get to Mike Lindell spending $825,000 to do a recount of an election he lost by 45,000 votes. I'd like you to text in other ways that Mike Lindell could have lit $825,000 on fire. Text those in at 651-461-9226. We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. But first, I want to get to Minnesota as the center of the outdoor universe. It's not as crazy as it sounds. And in fact, over the next couple of days, there are hundreds of outdoor gear brands, outdoor retailers in town for this industry conference called Outdoor Retailer. And normally, like, I'm not all that geeked up about an industry conference, right? Who's tingling over an industry conference? Nobody. But the idea of Minnesota figuring out, all right, like, yeah, we know we've got the Boundary Waters, we've got all of our lakes, but there is an interest in how do we make this state a mecca, maybe not quite like, you know, the Pacific Northwest, but our own thing. So to talk about that, I want to bring in two experts. Both are working on this for Minnesota, both part of this outdoor retailer conference going on in Minnesota. Travis Tufte and Stephen Reginald, both with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Excellent. Stephen, let's start with you. Does Minnesota have a legitimate claim to this sort of mantle, if you will, of being the center of this?
Yeah, over the last year, we assembled this Minnesota Outdoor Business Alliance and really pulled together this force that is the outdoor gear industry in this state, which is a $13 billion industry, kind of a sleeper, but bigger than you think. And then the ethos of this state and the access to the outdoor environment makes it just kind of a perfect fit for this trade show.
Travis, you're part of this new group that's been founded here in Minnesota to talk about this idea. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I actually am tingling for a trade show, Jason.
It takes all types, Travis. I don't know.
I'm actually roaming around our Minnesota pavilion right now, where Stephen mentioned we collected 27 of our friends across the state and varying layers of the outdoor industry. So we have, you know, gear manufacturers from touching almost every corner. And our organization was brought forth to pull a unified voice for all of those brands. So we, you know, when I talk to my counterparts in other states, they have some business industry background, but we have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to companies who have been manufacturing gear, working in, you know, in guiding and any other phases of the industry, tech companies, companies.
Give us some examples, Travis, because your alliance is called the Minnesota State Outdoor Business Alliance. And I think we sort of vaguely, you're like, okay, I know we've got, you know, well, what are the companies that you're representing?
So I'm walking by a Surly Moonlander, which is a QBP, Quality Bicycle Products bike. A couple of wild bikes that are manufactured in Minneapolis, a space trailer manufactured right in Red Wing, a Winona canoe with a cute little dog mannequin with the stunt puppy life jacket. All of these companies are based here, manufacturing here. Some of these companies have gone to 30-plus outdoor retailer shows, and we have come together as a shared collective to show. I mean, if you're coming tomorrow, Jason, we want you to walk in the door, take a look to your left, and see the prowess of our industry. You know, a lot of these companies have been around for a long time, but a lot of companies are still popping up. So we have the legacy brands like Red Wing Shoes, Intersteed, Winona Canoe, like I mentioned, Sanborn Canoe, Winnebago, Chad Reese, one of our board members.
Yeah.
And all the way back to Svensson, how did Linnea phrase this before, Stephen? It's the oldest and the first foldable, or the finest and the first foldable saw for all of the adventures of the boundary water. So,
Stephen, when you...
Everybody's kind of coming together.
And I know, Stephen, you've been like an adventurous and outdoor guy for years on the internet before it was maybe as cool as it is now. What when you look at the potential for Minnesota, what is it? How does that picture look for you?
I think some of the sleeper experiences are like mountain biking in this state. It's actually world class, and you can even just go over to Theoworth Park, and there's 15 miles of single track trail that is, you know, anybody that at any level can bike there.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
There are kind of those urban outdoor accessible opportunities, and then obviously Lake Superior Boundary Waters at all kind of the big wilderness experiences. So it's sort of the full package.
Travis, when you look at the future of Minnesota, the article that Allie Kaplan at the Minnesota Star Tribune did the other day talked about sort of the difference between like the hardcore outdoor mountain climber, rock climber, that sort of bit, and the recreation outdoor person that's maybe they're looking at it from a more fun perspective. Is that what you see as the Minnesota opportunity? Obviously, we don't have mountains. So I feel like...
We have one mountain, Jason.
What, Spirit Mountain? Is that which one?
I air quoted when I said that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, there's a tall hill in St. Paul where the witch's water tower is on top. But there is a casual love of the outdoors that I think residents, maybe we take for granted how cool it is, you know?
We absolutely do. I mean, like I said, when you start thinking of, you know, people don't necessarily look at maybe, well, I certainly do, Stephen does. Stephen decided to start his company here for a reason, at the Minnesota Star Tribune, if I might add. These companies all, the reason that they have forged their companies here are because they are outdoor recreation enthusiasts themselves. I mean, every single one of these people are adventurers, but they're also making products that help people intro to, you know, to adventuring and meet anybody where they're at. So the opportunity is vast. I mean, you think of some of the heritage brands like, Red Wing Shoes, Frost River.
Yeah.
And those, you know, a portion of their business is geared toward heritage or lifestyle consumers. But a good chunk of those, most everybody has the enthusiast faction and then also the, you know, the more approachable recreation faction. The opportunity here for us is kind of collecting everyone under one roof and helping not just our state, but helping the country, who's descending on our crown jewel of urban adventuring in Minneapolis this week, and showing them that, hey, we've all been here all along, actually.
Yeah.
And we're coming together to tell you what we're about.
Because you've got, obviously, like Dick's Sporting Goods, REI, some of the big outdoor retailers, but then pretty much, you know, anybody who wants to be discovered is there. And then you also have people who have been discovered, GoPro, Yeti, both discovered at this convention. So this is why there is some tingling, perhaps, Travis. This is I'm being convinced.
Just for a background, so Outdoor Business Alliances are, we're one of 25 or 26 across the country. And one of the blueprint or model for this would be Maine Outdoor Brands, who's also here this week. We're kind of trying to be like that, but bringing, you know, all of these brands have their own footing in their respective industries, but I'll use something that illustrates our purpose, which Gabe Heron, from one of the owners of Wintergreen Northernwear up in Ely, said to me when we first started connecting and getting them involved, and they're here this week. He said, as long as everybody in Minnesota knows about us, we will be fine. We will have enough business. And so that's kind of our mission, is to make sure that everybody in the state of Minnesota knows that these guys, some people might not even know they're here, you know?
Yeah.
They might use these products, but they don't realize that they're actually manufactured right here in Minnesota.
A lot of money to be made. Could be a really cool thing for the state, and certainly the fact that we have all these people from all over the country here as part of the outdoor.
It's a big deal, man.
It's pretty
big
good. Going on the next couple
been
days.
To about 65 outdoor retailers. Is that right, Stephen?
Yeah, pretty much. Last 20 years, every show. So it's amazing. Amazing to see it come to my home turf here.
And Stephen, the goal is for this thing to be a permanent home here, or at least for a long stretch, which would be a big deal, right?
Yeah, the show organizers love Minneapolis. They've received a huge welcome, and the next couple of days will be proof that this is hopefully the permanent home for this show. I also want to add, we don't toot our horns in this state, but we produce, Jesse Diggins and Lindsey Vonn and Will Steger and Lonnie Dupree and all these National Geographic explorers and Olympians, and this is a true hardcore outdoor state, and we got to really kind of stand up and straight our backs and admit that.
Really good. Stephen Reginald, Travis Tufte, talking about the outdoor retailer opportunity, really, for Minnesota, and we love talking about that on the show. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jason. We'll see you tomorrow.
Pretty cool. Good stuff. They're really trying to get me to go to the outdoor when you think great outdoorsmen, honestly, where am I on the Mount Rushmore, would you say? We heard about some of the Minnesota, the true icon.
You know where that observation post is, about a mile and a half away from Mount Rushmore?
I'm an outdoor appreciator, put it that way. Drive time back in a minute. We will talk about Mike Lindell lighting money on fire. What else could he do equally dumb with $825,000? We'll talk about that in just a minute.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And today I'm announcing the largest privately funded recount audit in U.S. history. As you know, my primary race for Minnesota governor had major deviations and anomalies on election night. Well, we've now analyzed the election night reporting from the August 11th Minnesota governor's primary, and what we found demands answers.
Oh, I bet it does.
During that election, reported vote totals actually went backwards 55 different times across 25 of Minnesota's 87 counties.
Whoa.
In one county alone, the report identified six separate updates where the reported
they
vote totals went
updated information
down.
As the night went on? Think about that.
When does a vote total actually go backwards?
Yeah.
Well, you look at this. As vote totals...
I hope he can find 45,000 of those votes going backwards. Mike Lindell announcing today that he is going to privately finance, which do we think this means... like the same way the Vikings privately financed their portion of U.S. Bank Stadium? Is he going to sell pillows to the tune of 800? Now, let me get the exact number because I reached out. And my question to you is, what could Mike Lindell do with $825,000 that would maybe be as effective and useful as this statewide recount effort? 651-461-9226. So I reached out to the Secretary of State's office and they said, well, you know, we're not going to comment because we would oversee a recount. But they said they have not received an official request yet. The official request, along with a bond, cash, or surety for the full estimated cost, must be received by Monday. The full estimated cost is $825,000. I'm sorry. Let me be more precise. $825,021.93. At a certain point, the 93 cents has to be the Secretary of State giving like the middle finger to Mike Lindell, right? Could we round up? It's 825,000. Who, which county?
It's like, well, the actual cost of recount is going to be $21.93.
Like, what are we, what's happening there? So, Mike Lindell, look, the law gives people the ability to pay for a recount. And the law does not prevent people from lighting their own money on fire. And so if Mike Lindell wants to do this and find 45,000 Republican primary votes. Now, Mike Lindell has to know he's not going to find enough votes to change the outcome of the election. What he has to be hoping for is that he will find some anomaly that he can hang on to and harp about it for the next 2 years. Because this is what these fraudsters and hucksters have turned our country into. Find one little irregularity, then say it over and over and over so often that people believe it. And then guess what comes next? The Mike Lindell Legal Defense Fund. And we just keep the grift going and going and going. I will tell you, when the history of the last 30 years is written, the work that Donald Trump, that Mike Lindell, that various other people in that sphere have done to undermine trust in our elections is going to be seen as outrageous, and it's going to take decades to correct. Now, there are things with our elections that trouble me that I think could be a little tighter. But most of the things that I think we should do with elections, frankly, it's stuff that just would make people feel better. It's not even real problems that would be fixed. It's sort of the potential of a problem. And that's what everybody sort of lives on in this sort of we can't trust anything about elections world. It's the potential, right? It's like these goofs who put on Muslim costumes and tried to prove how terrible the vouching system is. Now, do I think it's dumb that you can vouch for eight people in one shot? Yes. I do think it's dumb. Why eight? Why not two? So you could vouch for your husband and vouch for your 21-year-old kid, right? Like, why not two? And there's no documented cases of like, oh, no. And I say that and one of you is going to be like, well, one time there was this. And it's like, well, if you want to live on that one time, go at it. But it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
How about this? We know that the president has already been positioning himself such that if the Republicans lose in the midterms, he's going to cry foul and it's going to be election fraud.
Right.
So if you're Mike, are you playing 3D chess here and you do this audit so you can show the president, look at me, I'm working on this stuff so that when the president tries to claim foul in November, he's going to call in Mike Lindell because Mike's the expert.
The expert. This thing. And now Lindell's back in business.
How about that?
It's pretty smart. Mark on YouTube says voter ID is necessary. I'm in favor of voter ID only because it would make people like Mark stop whining about voter ID. Voter ID, I think, is a logical thing. It's a common sense thing. That's why I support it. I am not convinced that voter ID is going to make any sort of significant difference in any election that we've ever had. But I do think it will make people feel better and trust our elections more. And I think that in and of itself is worthwhile. Other ideas that Mike Lindell could use with this money. He could have made my pillows with President Trump's face on them. Another texter, Mike Lindell, take your $800,000, buy a house in some other state and move there. Another texter, Jason, Mike could have used that money to buy Chad a lifetime supply of ketchup. Yeah. Perfect. I think that's excellent. That's excellent. Perhaps, says another texter, Mike Lindell could repay all the creditors that he and President Trump have stiffed. Another texter says, whoever's collecting the money for the recount, make sure they get it up front. That is the Secretary of State's policy. Jason, I'm describing all the Democrats that hate Trump. I mean, there one party does not have a corner of the market on stupid behavior in this country right now, no doubt. But Jason, I disagree with you. I think we have numerous problems with Minnesota's election process. An example is our primary elections. You can only vote for one party. Well, that is not a problem with the election system. You don't like that parties have primary elections for their candidates. That's what a primary is. Now, you could say, I wish we had open primaries where you could vote for whoever. And in fact, in this election in Hennepin County, Ramsey County, you could vote for a county attorney, which is a nonpartisan office. If you're arguing that we should have all offices be nonpartisan and just have open primaries, I guess, I don't know. I don't think that would be a very popular system. Jason, you're just upset because he is using your shtick of over and over complaining, hoping someone will just give in and agree with you. What's going on today with people who are like, well, you're just jealous. Well, you're just, he's doing your thing. Do we have a bunch of new listeners who are like, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Give it a couple weeks and I will criticize your favorite party and I will criticize the people you hate. And then maybe you could say, I don't know what Jason's going to say today, because sometimes he's on my side and sometimes he's not. I will say I am always on the side of the people. I'm not on any party's side. I'm on the side of all of us. It's very confusing for people. Honestly, the show is confusing to people for other reasons, but that is one of them. In a minute, enough. Enough. What are you fed up with? I'm fed up with people blaming me. Why is everybody turning this around on me? You're just jealous of Elon Musk. Yeah, I wish I were a bazillionaire. Although, how many kids does that guy have? Not jealous of that. Oof. Enough. What have you had enough of? I want your minor irritations, your low-stakes arguments, the things that are grinding your gears and frosting your tips. Six tips, I said, just to be clear. 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging.
with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you know you're fed up about something. This segment has become so much fun because I love hearing your grievances, your petty annoyances. I don't know. Why does this give me joy? It's sort of screwed up.
Because it tells you you're not alone in grieving and being annoyed by petty things.
There are other shows that have done, like, tell us your things that make you happy. And we decided...
Boring.
Tell us what's driving you nuts. Enough at 651-461-9226. You can text in. You can call in. If you're nervous about calling, you're worried, like, I'm going to step on your joke, like I'm going to step on your touchdown call, you could use the Odyssey app right next to where you listen live to WCCO. You hit the microphone button and you record a voice message and just send it in. Enough. Dan?
Yes.
I have had enough of opening up my Facebook app, looking at my Facebook feed, and having the first thing on my Facebook feed be... Adventures from Tennessee. Or...
And what's wrong with Tennessee?
A new restaurant that opened in Pittsburgh.
What do you got against Pittsburgh?
I don't live there.
But you might. Someday.
I
can't rule it out.
I don't want the algorithm every freaking day when I log in... And here's why it truly drives me nuts, because I see like some AI graphic and you're like, oh, did I not hear about this restaurant? Or there will be a city name that's similar to a Minnesota city name.
So you're getting faked out by
it. Faked out by the algorithm.
That drives you nuts. I got that.
Plus, like, I need to know like what sort of, cut and paste quote my Aunt Barb is putting up. I need the guilt trip from somebody saying, if you don't repost this, you hate people with cancer.
Andrew on YouTube says he's getting stuff from Winnipeg. At least you're getting stuff from the U.S.
That's true. I wondered if, like, my trip to Mexico City messed up.
Could have.
Mexed up.
But wouldn't you be getting stuff from Mexico City then? Wouldn't that make more sense? Pittsburgh?
For a while on TikTok, I was getting a lot of Mexico City content. That's fine. But like, I'm getting random in like random small towns all over America. I do love America. I love small towns. It's not what I want. I've had enough. We've got at 651-461-9226. We go to our friend Jeff. Jeff, did you know last week we did get a texter who said they've had enough of you? I was offended. I was offended on your behalf.
Well, that's okay. You know, P.T. Barnum said that even bad press is better than none. So.
I mean, I live by that mantra, I think. So that's right.
You know, as casually as he laughed that off, it almost feels like, and I don't mean this in a negative way, Jeff, but this may be not the first time that you've heard that sort of thing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay, I'm just saying.
I probably have heard something like that before.
I mean, we love you, man, but I'm just saying.
All right, you're up. Let's hear it. Lay it on me.
I have had enough of people at the drive-up teller at the bank, and they put their stuff in, and then the drawer comes back out, and they take their stuff, and then they sit there and read it, number by number, letter by letter. Look, if you want to double check your crap, good. Go around to the parking lot, look it over to your heart's content, but get the hell out of my way.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you,
it's fair.
There's plenty of parking. You know, I mean, the bank has plenty. You can go around. Yeah. Now, do you? Whenever I go to the drive-up at the bank, which is not that often, I like to go in. Like to have a little,
of course you do.
I like to have a little chat. Do you think I like to go in because I like to have a chat, or because I'm constantly wondering, hey, I wonder if someone's going to recognize me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's maybe it. But do you like the drawer, or do you like the pneumatic tube where you stick the tube in and it's like, and off it goes?
You got to sit there and listen to that thing clatter and rumble, and it takes forever.
No, it's the tube's too slow. I like the tube.
I love the tube.
It feels like it's from the Jetsons.
Yeah.
Which I thought that's how we were going to be living today. Like I was, you know.
Instead, we're just all walking around with computers in our pockets.
Yeah, that's not the future I wanted. I wanted, like, you go to the thing and push the button and dinner comes out and, you know, then you're off.
See, I like the drawer because I can sit there and look through the window face-to-face with the teller rather than having to use a video screen.
Yeah, I like that.
And in the meantime, if you send the thing out and the tube doesn't come back promptly, like, all right, what are you doing in there? It turns out.
Jeff, a text response says, you are 100% right. Definitely get out of Jeff's way. I wouldn't even dare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
that.
There you go. I like it. Thanks, Jeff. Very good. 651-461-9226. Enough with perforated cardboard boxes. You can't close them once they're open. I'm looking at you, General Mills. I work in a warehouse. Oh, I know exactly what this texter's talking about.
Really?
So there are cardboard boxes.
I was going to say that seemed oddly specific, but
it's very specific, but there are cardboard boxes now that instead of like them being taped closed where you can kind of fold the things into each other. These are, it's like a fully complete system, and you pull the tab.
So kind of like the Amazon package kind of bit?
Or it's perforated where you rip it, and then but then you can't close
it
because
you can't really reuse it.
You can't reuse it. Very annoying.
That seems ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. That's highly specific, too, which is very enjoyable.
It.
Keep them coming. 651, lots of good ones on the text line. Send your voice message during this break. Use the Odyssey app. Drive Time back with Enough in just a minute. On YouTube, our guy Joe says, I've had enough of people getting worked up over athletes not putting their hand over their heart for the national anthem. Now, Joe says you only do that for the Pledge of Allegiance. Jacob says U.S. Code 301 says put your hand over the heart when the anthem is sung. I would say this is not a popular position of mine, so I'm not wedded to this. But I don't believe we need the national anthem at every athletic performance. Maybe you make it Mondays or Saturdays, or maybe you do it for big events. But I do think the sort of purity testing, like, oh, this athlete was doing that, or this person, stupid. Stupid. That moment does not tell you how much someone loves a country, right? Like, I personally respect, I stop what I'm doing. If I'm in a concourse, you stop. But come on. Enough, I think, is fair. I think that's fair, Dan.
Jason, I've had enough of slow planners.
Oh.
1 week from tomorrow, you and I will be standing on the front porch of the WCCO booth out at the State Fair.
Under that nice new
pergola. And so we're working, well, we won't be under the pergola, but the people will be, and that'll be wonderful for them. But we've been trying, you know, we're setting up the schedule, and we're moving, and we're shaking, and we're getting the people, and we're getting everything lined up. And the number of folks this year that are like, yeah, we're working on that, we'll get right back to you. You know, it's a week away, folks. Yeah. Let's go. Let's plan this thing. Let's light this candle. Let's go. It's a state fair. Buckle up. I've had enough of slow planners.
Texter, I've had enough of service providers who have a cancel my service link on your account page, but when you click it, it says call us. I've had enough of the KSDP election polls. So off last week. Primary polls are always tough, for sure. I would say I've had enough of the media reporting a poll number as if it's like a real thing. That's the problem. It's not the poll. Continental Diamond. Time check. I've never had enough of Continental Diamond. You need a luxury pre-owned watch. You deserve it. Get to ContinentalDiamond.com. Henry Lake is ready. He's straight ahead.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.